Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, good morning, y'all. This is Martha Norwalk saying happy Halloween and welcome to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We are live today. We usually are not on the last Sunday of the month, but the schedule has changed. We are live today. Happy Halloween. And this is Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, .com. That will then you click on Listen Live in the upper right corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left and then Listen Online, and you will have the links to stream the show and be all set up. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories and photos and so forth that I post. Usually all positive stuff. Every once in a while there's an alert or a recall or something like that, but the good news is no alerts or recalls or anything this week, so we are good there. But there's some great posts up you might want to check out. And golly, it is October 31st, so it's actually Halloween today. And I am zooming in from home. So I'm home with my animal friends to make sure everything is safe and sound. I typically stay home on Halloween, just on general principles. And so Nathan is holding down the fort in the studio. And I suspect that he's creeping around the studio and making his way through the cobwebs and all of that. I suspect that Nathan might be the only one that dresses up in costume today, because, you know, he knows how to do that stuff on the computer where he can put ears on his heads and knows, you know, stuff. So he'll be able to dress up. But oh, there he is. Oh, you're a pig. That's a cute nose and ears. All righty. So happy Halloween, everybody. And we've got a we're starting a new thing today, a new show series today. And I've kind of been calling it my teaching series of shows. And so we have another guest with us today who's also Zooming in, but from the other side of the country. And if you were here last week to listen to the encore of the show I did with him, you will know who I'm talking about. And that would be the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. Walter Stovall is here. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Hey, welcome back to Animal World.
Well, thank you for inviting me back.
All righty. So just setting the stage here, and then I should let you all know, Nathan's in the studio, but he's not alone. And, you know, I'm not there to keep him company. Stacy Callscreener is off today. But Nathan, you have a shadow in the studio.
That's what
Halloween,
that noise was.
Not? Yeah. Yeah.
Got
you got somebody creeping
around over here. I think, yeah, you're right. There's a shadow like ghostly. Oh, you know what? That's David Brown. He's going to be filling in for me next week when I'm taking my vacation to go see my brother and his wife and celebrate their baby shower.
Yeah. So, Walter, we celebrated some weeks ago that Nathan was going to become an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you know, Nathan, it's your brother, and your brother and his wife are pregnant, right, Nathan?
Well, just his wife, not my brother.
Well, but they made it together.
Right. That
okay,
they
so
did.
Anyway, they're
it
having
takes two
a baby.
To tango.
They're having a baby. They got a bun in the oven, and they live in Ohio, right?
Well, Kentucky. Like, they're right on the border. I call it Ohucky, or some people call it Kentayo, but... Yeah, we'll be right in that Cincinnati area,
that
so it's literally okay. Right on the border. And half their time's in Ohio, half their time's in Kentucky.
Wasn't that interesting? So at any rate, you are going to fly back there for the baby shower? Is that mm-hmm. what you're, this is a special party going on?
Yep, that's the
right,
main
so,
instigator.
So you will be off celebrating babies to come next week. And David Brown, that's the shadow in the studio. He will join me. He will take your place next week.
That he will.
So we get to blame her any for everything that happens. If there's a problem, it's all David's fault,
yep,
right?
Exactly. And he hears that right now. I'm looking at him, and he's just nodding and shaking his head.
Okay. Well, anyway, David, thanks for being here, and we're glad to have you on board. And you and I will do this again next week.
We'll be in good hands.
Yeah. Well, you'll be gone. I'll be in good hands with David is what you're saying. Or we'll
yes.
all be in radio.
It's a whole
we'll
family here.
Yep. And well, you, of course, will take time out of your party to stream and listen online to Animal World next Sunday. I'm sure you will join us.
Oh, I don't even need to do that because the baby shower is on a different day than the show.
Ah, okay. Okay. Well, that works. Anyway, welcome, David. And I look forward to working with you next week. So let's see. Today is and again, I just said up front that usually the last Sunday of the month we run it's Kevin McDonald has doing his version of positive talk radio on Animal World. But Kevin has stepped up in the world and he is now brought positive talk radio back to KKNW. You know, he was the midday host for a few years when I originally started doing Animal World on KKNW. And holy moly, Nathan, I don't know that we even want to talk about how long ago that was, but it's been probably it's more than 25 years that I've been on the air. I think it's 28 going on, but I forget. And but I came to KKNW in 2003, so that just lets you know how many years I've been here. And that's when Kevin's original positive talk radio was airing on KKNW. But now he's come back, and I believe that the new positive talk radio, Nathan, is on Mondays now?
Mondays at 9 a.m. and then Wednesdays at 4 p.m. So he has 2 days throughout the week.
2 days throughout this. So Monday at 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 4 p.m. You can now tune in for a live version of Positive Talk. I think it's the new Positive Talk Radio with Kevin MacDonald. So you can join him there. But when we get back to our regular schedule, at least as it is right now, we probably will be running encore shows the last Sunday of the month, you know, so I can continue to have one Sunday a month that I get to go to church. Although today's show, you guys might mess up the detail with that, because this is the beginning of a new series of teaching shows. And originally I thought this all came about when Walter did the show last August, and we introduced his book, Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, about his border collie that was so seriously neglected and abused, and an incredible rescue story. But this dog, volatilely aggressive and an amazing life that Walter and his wife lived with this dog. As in interviewing Walter and hearing Lance's story, I had to say, gosh, I'm sorry that you weren't here on this side of the country and that we couldn't have connected back then, because I could have helped you with Lance understand and address all of that. And as you know, this show is very guided, or I'm very guided in my work. And I really felt like it was time to really start sharing everything with you and passing on as much as I know about behavior therapy and solving problems with dogs and helping these kind of dogs and all dogs and all, you know, in general. So that's kind of what got me started here, thinking that doing this on air would be a great way to share this information with all of you and help all of you be better behavior therapists and be able to live more successfully with your dogs and solve problems. So we're going to begin.
Martha, mm-hmm. Could I just interject?
Sure.
I just wanted to share with you that what you're doing gives my writing this book even greater purpose. This is something I never anticipated happening as a result. And, you know, I mean, and I think a lot of people are going to benefit in a way that Lance didn't.
I appreciate that. And, you know, now look at that. I've got my hand over my heart because it's touching my heart. And I might have some tears come up because, Walter, I think you don't realize what you just said. I mean, this really is pretty huge. And I hope that it's going to come off the way that I'm seeing it and that Divine Mother wants it to. But kind of, Walter, you really have stimulated something I think that's going to be really special here, because, you know, I've got at least two really great books in my head that I need to write. But being who I am, the Gemini, and I think, Walter, you can relate to the ADHD stuff and all of that stuff, because we talked about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not good about sitting down and putting things into writing. It comes through me and it's in me and all of that. Mm-hmm. So this is almost going to be, I think this is going to be the preparation for the dog book. And so we're actually probably going to be like, we're writing the book on the air, but at least that's going to get me doing it and getting it coming through and out of my head and out so that I can share and educate more of you. So that's kind of the basic plan that, you know, that we're, where this is coming from. So in preparation for that, last week was the fourth Sunday of the month. And so I took that Sunday off instead so we could run the show I did with Walter originally, which was August 22nd of this year. We could rerun that so you would all be caught up, Radio Land, with Walter and Lance's story, so we could start the teaching series today. And then I had thought, Walter, well, okay, I can always guarantee that the fourth Sunday of every five Sunday month, we have an extra Sunday. So we could do the Walter and Martha teaching shows on the fourth Sunday of every month. But then I looked at the calendar and it can be a long time between five Sunday months. And so I don't, just doing the fourth Sunday of every month is probably going to take us too long to get through these teaching shows, because I don't really know how many shows it's going to take to get through all of this stuff. And I'll explain more of that when we get started here. But It may be that we'll do the fourth Sunday of every month. We'll count on that. But then I'll open up some other shows and maybe we'll juggle things around so that we can get more of these teaching shows in. But kind of the bottom line is today we can't really tell you when the next show is going to be, because I'm going to base that. Now, the other thing is that I might have to decide, you know what? I just can't take the last Sunday of the month off for a while, that we'll have to continue these teaching shows on the last Sunday of the month. But I'm going to base those decisions on the feedback we get from today. So you guys are going to have to, you know, tell Walter, tell me, do you like this idea? Do you want to learn as much from me as you can? You know, is this more important than the other stuff that we do? Anyway, I'll be looking for your feedback on that to decide what the schedule is going to be. So hopefully that helps you all understand.
And how can we get that feedback to you?
You can do that by shooting us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can also call me and leave me a message. Not now, because I'm on the radio, but you can give me a call anytime at 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258, or shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, Walter, you also have a big following, and how people contact you through Facebook, your website, or
Facebook,
how do people?
Or they could do Facebook, or they could do email. Email is one long word, walterstoffelauthor@gmail.com.
Walter Stoffel Author. And it's Walter, W-A-A-L-T-E-R. Stoffel is S-T-O-F-F-E-L. S-T-O-F-F-E-L. Walter Stoffel Author at gmail.com.
That is correct.
And then on Facebook, Walter Stoffel, or?
Yeah, or they can, Lance has his own Facebook page. They could just, Lance the Spirit Unbroken. He's got more followers than I do.
Good for him. and then Walter has heard from a lot of you, you know, because he's been spreading the word about what we're going to do. So he's heard from a lot of you. And he also, you know, Lance has passed on, so we can't actually work with Lance anymore, but we can certainly talk about him. And Walter and his wife Clara have another dog now, and they, you know, have stuff with him. And then Walter's heard from a lot of his followers with their stories about their dogs and questions, and all of that is going to come in because we're going to gear the information towards all of you. But I'll get to more details in shortly. Now, we've got some business we need to take care of here, you guys, before we move on. We'll officially get the show started, and then I just got some minor stuff before we get serious with our subject. So, Walter, I don't remember. I don't know. I don't think you were with me to start the show in August when you did the show with me. Did you start the show with us, or did we bring you in later?
I think I came in the second hour.
Second hour. Okay. All right. So you haven't been here. So, just so you know, to officially start the show every week, I start by honoring the saint that has guided my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers just to get us on the right page. And then I have some affirmations that we do to kind of get us in good shape for the day and set the stage for a wonderful, positive week ahead. So that's what we're going to do now. And participating with me in this part of the show, and especially for all of you that are new in this part of the show, like Walter, this is voluntary. You can say these prayers along with me out loud if you like. You can say them along silently if you will, or you can just totally ignore this part of the show. It's completely up to you. Okay. You can also take these prayers and affirmations and use them on a daily basis like I do. They make a huge difference. All righty. So here we go. We're going to start with a a shorter prayer for our animal friends. It is the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now, a little longer prayer for us human animals. We can use a little more help. This is the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. That's our prayer section here. Now we're moving into the affirmations. Most of these affirmations, Walter, have come either from my spiritual family or from our animal world family here on the air. And this first affirmation, we have a little ritual in the way we do affirmations here on the air. I say them out loud three times, and you can repeat them out loud with me or silently or not at all. You can also use them whenever you need them on a regular basis at home. They make a huge difference. So this, I start my day with this one, just like I start the show, and it kind of sets the stage for everything. So this affirmation we are doing as individuals for ourselves. So here we go. Affirmation one, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Affirmation number two. Now, this one comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen, because when she, does a session on a human animal, when she joins us on the show, she gives them usually an affirmation when she's done to carry the energy through. And this affirmation came through on the show, and it's so powerful that now I share it with you every week, and it's made a huge difference in my life. And so you may want to glean onto this one. So this one we're doing for not only ourselves, but our whole collective animal world family together. So we do this one three times as well. Here we go. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, the next affirmation we also do for ourselves and ourselves as a collective. And this gets us in the right frame of mind to be strong and healthy. And we got to get out in the world today instead of going out in an energy of fear and not wanting to get exposed. We go out with the attitude of health and sharing health and well-being. So here we go. Affirmation number three. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, one more affirmation in this group, and this one comes from Natasha, our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach, and she brought through this year, and boy, it's really helped me because with a flood and all of that in my house and everything else that's going on in the world, sometimes you have to really work to stay in balance. So this has really helped me, and so one more time, this one we do for ourselves personally, three times on this affirmation. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right. And now to complete this affirmation process, to do is cross your hands over your heart on your chest and repeat with me. I trust, I trust, I trust. All right. One last affirmation that concludes us. And this is the Ananda Worldwide Spirit or Warrior of Light affirmation. And that's, you know, when we do the love train at 10 and 11, that's their exercise portion of the show and to get us moving and spreading love around the planet, because love and light are the most powerful energies on the planet. And the more we realize we are all connected, and the more we get into this energy, the more we can spread it around the world and elevate the consciousness and the energy on the planet. So here we go. Three times on this affirmation to conclude our ritual here. Here's number one. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Alrighty, we are all spiritualized up and ready to take it out in the world for the rest of the week. And all right, we're official, Walter.
Okay.
Now let's see. What time is it? Okay, let's take care of our advertisers. We kind of stay on schedule. And then when we come back, we're gonna do just a quickie on Halloween and making sure y'all keep your animal friends safe today and tonight. And then we will get started with our teaching show. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead. Walter Stoffel, The Spirit Unbroken, and my teaching shows begin shortly. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you
running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Our wonderful Nels Rasmussen, our best practitioner, bioenergetic synchronization technique, creator of the Rasmussen Reset, and his at do-it-yourself at-home program to reset your dog's nervous systems. We will touch base. That will come into the teachings today, because Nels is one of the most important tools in my training box and healing box and rehabilitation box for animals these days. Nels is a big part of that. Anyway, you can check him out at spiritualpetconnection.com, spiritualpetconnection.com, and click on contact us if you're interested in the at-home program or having a free phone evaluation. And of course, if you do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates, and you get links on the website and interviews on the show. So if you're interested, all you got to do is let me know. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, you can use that email address today during the show if you want to get, you know, a message to any of us, especially to me or to Nathan, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And again, if you're interested in advertising, love to hear from you. The other thing is you can just call me, 360-217-7258. All righty then. A little bit before we get serious here, a little follow-up. I just want to let you know that life is proceeding at my house. You know, I had this plumbing flood. Well, these kind of things and this kind of damage in a house apparently can take a very, very long time to get through and fix. And with the pandemic, it slowed down everything because of the supply chains and all of that sort of stuff. So it's not over yet, but 2 weeks ago when I was in the studio with Nathan and Natasha, you know, I said I was leaving to go home and move back in my house because, you know, Tina, the toilet queen from Lake Stevens, Tina and I reset a toilet for me. So I could move back into my house. I did that last Sunday. I moved back into the house. Then we got the trailer all cleaned up and it got returned last week. So my animals and I are so much happier. Now, my bathrooms and bedrooms are unfinished now. There's half of the walls are gone. The floors are gone. There's no sinks. I do have a usable shower and I have a usable toilet so I can live in the house. And we're on hold right now. It's one of those hurry up and waits because now we're dealing with the insurance company and the contractor, and we're almost there because they have to approve everything before we can start. So we got one last thing they don't understand and they have to approve, and then they'll be able to start the work and build back pretty. And so maybe in a month or two, I'll have new bathrooms, but I'll have to keep you posted. But anyway, life is much better. And I can't tell you how happy Robbie is to be back in the house and in his own bed. He had trouble getting on and off the bed in the trailer because the space was so cramped. And my cats are on me like white on rice. They missed me so much at night that we're all much happier. Okay, now the other thing we just have to cover, it is Halloween today. Please, you know, we're with the country starting to open up again, and at least in our neck of the woods out here, Walter, and I don't know with you, Nathan, but the next door online group is crazy with the trick-or-treating list and who's handing out candy and who isn't, and there's maps and all over, but it seems like in my neck of the woods out here, it's going to be a pretty normal trick or treat deal this evening, you know, for the kids. That from everyone, anything I can tell online, people are planning on it, getting the kids out there, going trick or treating all over the place. So it'd be kind of normal. So with that being the case, you gotta pay attention, especially to your dog and cat friends. What can be a real problem is them getting into Halloween candy. Remember, chocolate is toxic, you know, to cats and dogs. So you don't want to get into that. So if your kids bring home a big stash of candy, make sure they don't stash it under their bed or someplace where the dog can get into it, or that you have candy all over the tables and the counters. If your dog steals that kind of stuff, you need to supervise. If you're dressing your animals up in costume, be very careful about rubber bands or elastic, you know, around their necks or their paws, or because sometimes we forget about those things or they're too tight. So be very careful about that sort of thing. Also, make sure that you watch your door for trick-or-treaters and that you've taught your dog a wait and get back at the door. And by the way, Walter, when we eventually get to the specific things and teaching, I'll tell you how to teach that. You know, manners at the door, wait and get back, so that when you can have your dogs participating in Halloween, but they don't charge the door and they don't try to get out. They don't bite the trick-or-treaters or bark at them. We're going to cover all those bases eventually on these teaching shows. But I want you to make sure that you pay attention to them. Remember that for dogs, anything new or scary can be threatening. So even if your dogs are well socialized, if they haven't been doing a lot of Halloween and costumes for a while, or if they've never done it before, a very friendly, you know, social butterfly dog can get nervous, apprehensive, be nippy, or defensively aggressive on Halloween because of the costumes and that sort of thing. So just be very careful and make sure you supervise your animal friends. If you're going to take the dog out trick-or-treating, I recommend dog be on leash, be attached to a supervising adult. Okay, not the kids. So let's just be extra cautious, because our dogs aren't as familiar with life as it was before, just like we aren't, having been locked down. And dogs are creatures of habit. So they may be less social than they have been simply because there's been a lack of that for so long. So be wise with your animal friends, but have a happy Halloween, and guard that candy and put it out of the dog's range after Halloween. All right. So either of you think of anything else we ought to tell anybody about Halloween, or are we good?
I think we should just mention how cute Stacy's tank and bags
look. That's right.
We heard panda and the lion outfits.
Yeah, happy Halloween, Stacy. She's not in the studio, but she did send us an email. And with, you know, Stacy has French bulldogs. And Walter, you've now seen the Bagman and Tank in their Halloween costumes. And Tank is like a Frenchy lion. And I'm not quite sure what Bags is, but they're so cute in their little costumes.
They are.
And Frenchies, if nothing else, they're very, very cute. I'm going to be mentioning them too in our education. So anyway, happy Halloween, Bags and Tank. Thanks for sending your photos, and happy Halloween to you, Stacy. All righty. So I think we're good. Oh, and I do want to say how grateful I am. I look out my window and it's sunny. My word. It has rained so much up here and so stormy. I am absolutely buried in leaves like I've never been buried before. I had 4.5 inches of rain on Thursday at one time. 4.5 inches one time. That's a lot of water. So it's beautiful sunny here. Nathan, you're looking out at Seattle. It's beautiful and sunny down there. And how many times, Nathan, do we have Thanksgiving out here and have a beautiful, sunny, clear day, dry day? Often Halloween is stormy and rainy and yucky. But anyway, so we can be very grateful for a beautiful Halloween sunny Sunday here in the Pacific Northwest. Walter, how's the weather? Where are you and how's the weather where you are?
I'm in Northeast Pennsylvania, and the sun is trying to do its best to break through the clouds.
Okay, so you've got a decent day going on too, huh?
So far, so good, yes.
Hey, all right. All right, Nathan, is the weather holding, or is we better be grateful for today and enjoy it?
We do get to enjoy it for a little bit longer. We do have a very clear night for Halloween coming up. So, but remember, when it's clear, it also gets very cold. So if you are going out trick-or-treating, make sure you put maybe an extra layer underneath your costume or bundle up and wear your gloves, all that. And on Monday, we start to get the clouds back into the forecast and transition back into another, unfortunately for me, rainy week.
Yeah. I hear you. That's why. Oh, boy. And I'll tell you what, it did get cold. And I think a few weeks ago, I was threatening to come home and pull my plants, my fuchsias and stuff in because it got a little cold. But paying attention to the temperature, it didn't ever freeze up here. So I left my fuchsias and plants out. But I worked yesterday and did a counseling session. And I got home a little after 7 o'clock. And I realized when I pulled into my driveway, my gosh, it was 34 degrees. And it's like, oh no, it's going to freeze tonight, first time. So I couldn't even go in the house. I had to race around and grab all my plants and get them all into my little garage greenhouse and for the winter. So I did a last minute tap dance last night to get those plants in. So you better be careful about that. If you don't want to lose your outdoor plants that are sensitive, bring them in. Because I did that. So it is cold up here. For the first morning, my black roof was white with, you know, frost. It did freeze up here.
I had frost on my car yesterday morning, too, when I was leaving for work. I was surprised with a little ice on my windshield, but thankfully not too much. But it is starting to happen now.
All right. Well, now I'm looking at the clock and it's just about time. I think what we'll do here is take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. Then when we continue, I'm going to explain to you my plan for how, or Divine Mother's plan for how this teaching show is going to work, and get started with the background information we need to set it all up. And I'm going to hopefully we cruise through that so we can love train at the top of the hour and then get into the meat of the material for the rest of the show. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. The teaching show begins straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board, and today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Happy New Year from the Jupiter Rising Show. This is Eileen Grimes, your host, and we are excited to welcome back our very special New Year's guest, Mr. Matt Shea. We will have all sorts of fun, and Matt, as usual, will entertain us with some wonderful, heartwarming stories to start the new year right. So don't forget the Jupiter Rising Show right here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KKNW Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You found us. Maybe you've been guided to listen. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Teaching show is about to begin. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. NuPro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And if you really want to spip up your dog's meals and make them taste really good, NuPro supplement is phenomenal. You can find them at NuProSupplements.com and in most pet stores these days. You can find Whispering Dragon online at whispering-dragon.com, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton. She's back at work at least a couple days a week, Wednesdays and Fridays now, and teaching again. Hold good thoughts as life continues to be difficult. And she did have another significant loss in her life this last week, and that's been really challenging. So, you know, good thoughts and prayers are necessary. And whispering-dragon.com, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. All righty then. It is the last Sunday of the month, and we are live in the studio today. In case you're thinking this is an encore show, no, it's not. We are live. Happy Halloween, everybody. Walter Stoffel is here. He is the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, and he's responsible for starting this whole thing, because this actually began August 22nd when Walter, know you. It's one of our mutual followers, a fan of yours, but also a listener of mine, who's in Eastern Washington. I think she recommended you send me the book, and you did, and I read it and was like, oh my God, we got to talk about this. It is an incredible story. Now, we don't have time to go and tell you all about Walter's book. If you haven't read it, if you didn't hear the show last week or the original show the end of August, you're going to need to go listen to the archives, MarthaNorwalk.com. There is an audio archive list, and then you click on that link, and you can find the past shows, so you can listen to them there. But suffice it to say is that Lance, a remarkable and truly a spirit unbroken, a long history of abuse, but also a classic case of what I call flash aggression. And I believe, you know, a Pleckner syndrome dog, and we'll touch base on that as well as we get into the teaching. But it occurred to me, and my guidance has been that we could take advantage of Walter and Lance's story, and it would be a great way for me to start educating all of you and sharing with you in a concrete, receivable way, as much of sharing with you as much of what I know as possible. So I'd figured, Walter, the best place for us to start, before I can even begin, I need to tell you and Nathan about my background. So I'm going to give you a little bit of history of how I got here. So, and I hope to give you reason to then want to listen to me to know that this is important stuff. I've worked real hard to compile and learn all this stuff. So that's where we're going to begin. So just so you know, I'm kind of one of those people that popped out of the womb knowing what they were here to do. All I cared about was animals. And I knew that from the beginning. And I was one of those kids. I'm sure it was so long ago, they didn't know about ADHD and all that stuff, but I would have been diagnosed big time. And I had challenges with people and getting all of that. But I was always felt safe with the animals, and I knew what they were thinking, and I had wonderful relationships with all kinds of, creatures. I picked a mom that loves animals and all of that work. So bottom line is I really haven't done anything throughout my life that, you know, on a professional level or working level that didn't have something to do with animals. The only other job I ever had in my life that doesn't have to do with animals was I babysat human kids, you know, as a teenager. I was a great babysitter, but and that actually helped me with because, you know, kids, dealing with kids is not all that different than dealing with dogs sometimes. So that experience. Now, so, you know, I trained my first dog in grade school, a poodle mix named Scamp. And so that's where my dog training career began, in grade school. Now, I am now in my 70s. Okay. So that's a lot of decades I've been working at this. Now, when I was 15 and a half, old enough to get a work permit, first thing I did was go down to the local vet, ask for a job. I worked in veterinary medicine for almost the next 20 years. Now, I didn't go all the way and become a veterinarian. I do have a degree in veterinary technology and work through all of that. I had planned to go to vet school, but when mom and I went to tour vet school, when I walked, we went in over to Pullman, walked in, and I about passed out. The whole place just reeked of formaldehyde. And I found out then that I'm really allergic to that. And so I got really, really sick. And that turned me off to vet school. And I didn't want to live in that environment for years. So I got a degree in veterinary technology and worked in that. Now, at the same time I was working in veterinary technology, I was also training dogs. And by that time, I'm teaching classes. And so for that almost 20 years, I had access to a lot of dogs, people with dogs and problems. And so they'd come into the vet clinic and say, you know, my dog pees on the floor, he bites the neighbor, and he barks at the neighbor dogs. What should I do to solve the problems? And I'd say, well, bring him down to my obedience school, and we'll teach them what they need to know. So everybody, they'd come down to the obedience school, and they'd learn sit, down, stay, come, heal, all that stuff in obedience class. But they'd go home and they'd still pee on the floor, chew up the couch, or bite the neighbor and bark. So basic obedience training wasn't solving the behavior problems that people needed help with. So that began my journey of trying to figure out, how can I better help you? Obviously, coming to class and learning sit down, stay, come, heal, and coming once a week for the rest of your life is not solving the problems. So this brought me up to, I started training, you know, in sixth grade. That's back in the early 60s. And so by the late 60s, I'm teaching obedience in classes, and I'm working in vets and all of that. And by the time I got to the 80s, I'm now still working in vets. But that's when I was co-owner of one of the largest obedience organization in the area, doing a lot of competition training. But at that point, realizing that my interest was in behavior therapy and becoming a behavior therapist and figuring out understanding dogs and how to solve all these problems. So I started changing the way I was working. And that's when I started. It was in the early 80s that I started doing private sessions with people instead of classes and a group class that you'd come to. I started going to people's homes to teach. Well, I first started teaching a group class on everything you need to know about dogs and solving problems. That was a huge hit. And I started doing then in-home sessions. And I realized that people didn't want to go to class once a week for weeks and weeks or months and years to learn what they needed to do to solve their problems. So I focused on giving people an overall complete, you know, education about dogs and everything they needed to know about their particular dog, getting the serious problems under control right away, and then setting up on a program, you know, to move forward and solve all the problems. And that was a major process for some time in putting this all together. Now, at the same time in the 80s, I lived where I had, you know, a little over an acre of land and more space and a family. And during those years, I was collecting dogs. So, Walter, I collected dogs off of death row. So I put the word out to all the vets that I worked with and knew and all of the trainers and all of that. So anytime anybody had a really messed up dog, they'd call me, "Hey, Martha, I got one for you. You know, we can't handle it. You don't want it, it's going to die. But if you come get it if you want it." So I'd get these dogs. I even had some trainer friends of mine called me about a dog and said, "Oh, this dog is a disaster, but it's bit every one of my trainers and it just bit my head trainer in the face. So we can't handle her. I put a leash on her. She's in a crate. She's going to have to be euthanized unless you want her. You can come get her in the crate with a leash on, but then good luck." I said, "I'll be right over." And anyway, so I collected all these. At one point, I had 17 dogs in my house, all different kinds of breeds, all different, you know, mixes, all different kinds of problems. At the same time, I'm doing these private sessions with people. I'm allowing people to, when they had to travel or something, to leave their dog with me for a week or a month so that I could work with them, understand them, you know, get them turned around. And so now at that point also, I got to realize that after 20 years of teaching basic obedience training and veterinary medicine and doing all of that, I realized I didn't have enough answers. And I really felt I had exhausted the world of training and exhausted the world of of veterinary medicine and kind of the left brain training. And I didn't have enough answers. And I also wasn't open to anything else. So it was a process going through and some synchronicity, and I'm not going to spend lots of details there, but it was during those years that I opened up on a heart level and found a spiritual teacher, and that changed everything. And when I opened up again on a spiritual level, I really discovered God, but I wasn't searching for that in the first place, but that's where I ended up. By the time I realized what had happened, it was too late because I was hooked. But that's when a whole new level of tools came in. So besides the training, behavior modification, and all of that kind of stuff, that's when I then got all the communication stuff. Telepathic empathetic communication, the human to animal transference, how we animals pick up our stuff, and so sometimes we have to work with the human in order to fix what's going on with the animal. So all of that kind of stuff came in, and I started teaching, and so all of that worked its way into the private sessions. And so now after all of these years, you know, we're now in 2021, I now have more tools in my toolbox than anything else. And during this process of putting this all together, I had to realize a lot of stuff. Number one, there are no absolutes. You know, for the first 20 years I did this, it was my way or the highway. And this is the way you do this. And this is how you train that. And if you don't do it this way, it's not going to work. Well, I had to learn very powerfully over and over for a while until I got it, that there are no absolutes. And what works with one dog and one owner may not work for another one. And every time in all these years, I would get to the point where I thought, I understood this behavior problem, and this is what you do to fix it. I'd get five cases of the same thing, and that didn't work. So then I had to figure out something else to do. And so now I've gotten to the point where I just don't have any judgment. I think there's always other ways to do things. And it doesn't have to be my my way or the highway, and I'll work with whatever I can do to customize a program. And sometimes it really pushes my buttons. In most cases, when I go in to do a private session, I have a basic outline plan of the formula I go through to get my clients understanding everything they need to understand and working through all the problems. And most of the time I can stick to that basic format. But every once in a while, the situation is so different or so unusual that I have to throw everything out the window and start from scratch there when I'm working with a client. So it has really been evolved into all of the things that I've learned now and can use to help people understand their dogs and solve problems. And I am consequently also getting some of the worst behavior cases that I've ever seen. And I'm seeing, I think, related to the pandemic, the lockdowns and how our lives have changed, some of the most unusual and extreme behavior cases I've ever seen. I am also, remember back in the 80s when I was collecting dogs that had all those horrible problems? Well, some of them I was able to help. Some of them I wasn't. Okay. And I learned a lot in that process. Well, now I'm getting the similar cases to what I saw back in the 80s when I was collecting and the problems that we couldn't work through. I'm getting them now, even worse than they were back then. But the most amazing thing has happened. We are having miraculous turnarounds in the behavior of these dogs. Now, just to let you know, Walter, I had another one of those sessions yesterday, border collie named Ziggy. So I'll tell you about that. Now, we are up against the clock and we're ending hour number one here, and we've got to take a time out. So we're going to prepare for that and then close out the hours. And as we start hour number two, I will finish up with the history. Then I'm going to explain to you how I do a session and what's involved. And then we're going to begin the at-home session with all of you guys. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.